keeping you up to date on everything Padres all season long. It's Padres Social Hour, the off-season edition, coming to you from the AMR studio.
All right, welcome back. Padres Social Hour, presented by United with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Good to hear from Andy Green. Very much enjoy speaking with the new Padres manager.
To me, one of the most impressive introduction press conferences I've ever attended.
Doesn't win you any games. We've said this before.
Right.
But it doesn't hurt, man.
Right.
Communication is a big part of that job.
Well,
and not just outward with media and fans, but inward inside
his clubhouse. I was very impressed by how articulate and the message that Andy Green sent out when he took that spot for the first time.
Yeah, me too. And again, I think it's really easy for a cynical fan to be like, that's not wins and losses, but it matters. It does. And so that kind of brings up an interesting question, right? The manager in 2016, what is the role of the manager? Because it does seem different now than maybe it has been in the past. And I'm not saying the change occurred this offseason.
Right.
But sometime in the last, we'll talk about it, however long, things have changed, and the guys you're seeing in these positions have changed. And our friend Eno Saris, who writes for Fangraphs.com, recently had a great article about this, and we caught up with him in Nashville as well to discuss the ever-evolving role of the big league manager. All right, going to visit now with Eno Saris, Fangraphs.com, a fun guy to talk to. A lot of talk with Eno over the last couple of years about pitching grips and those sorts of things. But he's here at the winter meetings. He's been working on something that I find to be a fascinating subject, and that is managing. Padres, one of the teams, of course, this year, you know, with a new manager in Andy Green, a first-time big league manager, a young big league manager, and a guy, right, that's kind of stepping into a role that is an evolving role in baseball?
Yeah, you know, I've been asking everybody. I asked Andy, I asked Dave Roberts, another new young manager, and some older ones, Bruce Bochy, and I asked them, you know, how has the role of managing changed over time? How different is it now than it has been before? And you know, kind of two themes emerged. One was data, which is, you know, you might have expected that. Another one was communication, and they kind of had a bunch of different ways of talking about communication.
When we say communication, I imagine it is to the players. Is it about relating to the guys differently maybe than a generation ago?
Well, there was a sort of contingent that talked about that, and they talked about connecting with players who are used to the sort of digital era and a little bit different a little bit different approach to communicating with the players. And, you know, Brian Price said something about it's a little different talking to $20 million young guys than your old $12,000 veteran back in the day, which I don't know.
It's not exactly a brand new development either.
No, yeah. I don't think so. I'm not so sure about his prospects for the year. It was a weird answer, I thought. But Andy was talking about just, and Dave Roberts also about how to motivate a player and when the player needs to hear certain things and when not. And, you know, Dave Roberts was talking about how, you know, I think Joe Maddon actually talked about how difficult this game is and how, you know, more often they probably need support than they need criticism.
We hear that a lot from a lot of the guys. It's such a game of failure.
Yeah.
And almost the acceptance of that, the understanding of that, the embracing of that in a way, as far as like what the mental approach should be moving forward.
Yeah, and you know, but there was another part of the communication thing that was interesting was that and Bruce Bochy said we didn't have this, you know, we didn't have MLB Network, we didn't have manager pressers all the time, and we didn't have all this attention, we didn't have the immediacy of social media got brought up a lot, and there's an amount of times they had to communicate with the media was talked about a lot. So it's communication, you know, broad and narrow. It's talking to players and making sure that you get a message across to them. But it's also about, you know, getting the team's message, the front office's message and the team's message to the media.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, too. All right, if you were hiring a manager for your baseball team heading into the 2016 season, give us a composite of what this guy might be like, what his strengths would be.
Well, I like that the position player actually the pitching, you know, is such a specific thing. I feel like that pitching coaches, I'm not sure. I think I would pick a position player. I think they would be able to, you know, go across the aisle well. I'd pick somebody. I like how David Roberts was actually working in media. Before he did that, he was a sort of a media rep and was working in front of the media a lot. I think that is a good skill to have. I mean, I think that's one of the main skills. And then, I think the last one is a little bit weird, but do you like the guy? You know, I want them to be likable, and I think Andy is really good at that. I mean, he's a guy who, you know, he's been well liked at all of his stops, and you know, I think that he has a good perspective, especially also maybe not a star.
You know,
there's something
tough
about being a star that you just have a different life in baseball.
Interesting, though, Mark McGwire is the new bench coach for the Padres. He seems like a guy who is very open to the idea of managing at some point in the future. Barry Bonds back in the game as a coach. We're seeing almost this wave of guys that maybe a few years ago you would have thought never would be kind of trying to climb that ladder, and here they are.
But you have to worry, you have to wonder a little bit if, like, the Mattingly, you know, the blow-ups and the, you know, if that's a little bit, you know, if that's a little bit too much of, Mattingly was more of a star, you know, if that's, if he's being too almost star-like and aggressive, you know, with other players, whereas, you know, a guy like Green or Roberts might, you know, find a way to make it that go away without, you know, the visuals of having a fight in the dugout.
Yeah, no, as we saw in the playoffs with the Dodgers last year. One final thing, I mean, we're sitting here, we're talking about what you would look for in a manager, what strengths these guys have, what strengths you want them to have. We haven't talked anything about lineup construction. We haven't talked anything about hitting and running, bunting, any of that. I think for a lot of fans, especially people who are into numbers, that stuff seems so secondary now. And it looks like the baseball establishment is kind of thinking the same way.
Well, you know, I asked
to a point.
Well, I asked Dave Roberts about it. I mean, Madden is probably on the forefront of doing weird things, pitching, you know, batting the pitcher eighth and doing all sorts of stuff. And he's a Sabre guy. So, but I think that that's almost like a requirement to get in the door now. And also, the game has evolved on that front. And these players and coaches have been there with it. So, you know, I asked Andy about that, and I asked Dave Roberts about that, and they said, yeah, you know, I wasn't necessarily a Sabre guy to begin with, but I've been in baseball the last 5-6 years, so I've seen how, you know, all this data is being used, and I'm ready for it. I'm used to it.
Right.
You know,
it's just part of the game
it's
now.
It's just part of the game now, yeah.
Maybe the revolution is more over than we thought it was.
Yeah.
Really interesting stuff. Check out Eno's story, fangraphs.com. Always good to see you, man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Eno Saris, I tweeted links to both articles he ended up writing on the subject earlier today. You can check those out on my Twitter feed. I think it's a fascinating subject.
I do, too. I don't necessarily agree with a lot of what he has to say, but, yes, communication. And now the manager is more of an extension of the general manager, that what goes on with the Sabre metrics and everything goes to the field. It's no longer my way or the highway as a manager. You now have to be part of the corporate board.
Yeah, it's different.
And I
it's
think,
different.
And I think when Bochy was here in San Diego, the communication he had with the players started an awful lot of what we now see in the modern manager.
Very interesting. Okay, we'll take a break, come back. Got a couple more things to get to before we finish off this show. Give the gift of Padres tickets this holiday season with Padres Holiday Packs, your first chance to buy tickets for next season. They are available in 4-packs and 8-packs, and they start at just $99. Packs include a 2016 All-Star Fan Fest ticket and a Padres-themed Elf on the Shelf ornament. Tickets are at Padres.com/holiday pack, Padres.com/holiday pack. We'll take a break, come back. More Social Hour presented by United right after this.